Somebody might hear that if I did that loud. Welcome, everybody. We will call to order the Conference Committee on House Bill 2612. Mr. Chair, welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Chairman.
We have before us the Dash B-10 amendments, which I understand are ready to go. And Elizabeth, you want to just give us the pro forma on those, and then we will proceed.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman and committee members, just to recap what we were amending and had concluded with at the end of the last meeting was with this B-10 amendment, it's retaining sections 1 and 2 of the B and Gross Bill, which that those sections permitted the Board of Property Tax Appeals to hear the appeals of real market value if the assessment date was changed to July 1st instead of January 1st due to the property being damaged or destroyed. Now we add in those references, and that's what the Department of Revenue had brought in and clarified that we needed a couple more references to include all damaged and destroyed property being allowed that change in the assessment date, with one exclusion. And that exclusion is then the arson statutes. So then we refer to the arson statutes at Section 3 of the B-10 Amendment. So those cases where property owners convicted of arson, then they will not have this change in the assessment date. And that should deal with Senator Menace's concern. And then with the rest of the bill, we're deleting Sections 3 through 8 of the B and Gross Bill, which is eliminating those adjustments in the maximum assessed value if the property is damaged or destroyed due to something other than fire or act of God. And then we're creating in the final section, Section 4 through 6, is the temporary standalone section, which is providing a waiver of additional taxes on cemetery land. But if the property is being purchased by a charitable organization, and it has to be purchased by July 1st, 2006. So again, this has a 10-year sunset then on that waiver of the additional tax on the cemetery land.
Okay. That's the Lewis and Clark Amendment. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chairman, I have to remind at least my members that the anti-penning rule is still in effect.
Okay.
That may be the terminal action on this bill.
Terminal action on this bill. I don't want to go down that trail. Okay, we are ready then. Let me see. Does anybody have any comments or questions about the B-10s? All of the suspects are in the room, and I understand everybody seems to be in agreement on where we're going with this. So with that, the chair will move that the, I'm looking at the script here, make sure that I'm right here, House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 2612, dated March 30, and that the bill be amended with the B-10 amendments and repassed. That's the appropriate motion? Okay. I'm sorry. We need to move the B-10 amendments first into the bill, don't we?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Senator Farioli.
I move the B-10 amendments into the House Bill 2612.
Thank you. I'll withdraw my motion for the purpose of allowing Senator Farioli's. Is there any discussion on that motion? Any objection? All right, now the chair will move that the House concur in the Senate amendments dated March 30 to House Bill 2612, and that the bill be amended with the B-10 amendments and repassed. Is there any discussion on that motion? Let's do a roll call.
Senator Beyer?
Aye.
Senator Starr?
Aye.
Representative Bates?
Aye.
Representative Carlson?
Aye.
Senator
Farioli?
Aye.
Chair Satterley?
Aye. So the motion that the amendments be adopted with the B-10 amendments and repassed is carried. Everybody please stick around to sign the conference committee report. And somebody tell me there's nothing else to do.
Nothing else.
Okay. We're adjourned.